From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Older folks who can't find a place to live and adults who can't take care of themselves are living on the streets in Boise and are at serious risk of harm or even dying. That's the very scary conclusion of some disturbing reporting coming from Margaret Carmel, senior reporter with BoiseDev.com. She took a deep dive into how Boise's emergency shelters are struggling to care for our growing elderly homeless population. And it's a story that's very painful to read. It's also a story that we need to talk about. So we asked Margaret to join us today. Thanks for coming on the show, Margaret.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I want to start off with you went to Cooper Court recently. You saw a lot of people in wheelchairs or with walkers. Some were wearing hospital scrubs. Can you describe what you saw on the street outside of Interfaith Sanctuary in Boise?
Yeah, Interfaith Sanctuary has always had older people who live there, same at the Boise Rescue Mission. Elderly people on fixed incomes are prone to being homeless. But when I was recently in Cooper Court, I saw more older people there than I have ever seen before. And that really goes with the trend that we're seeing, where right now 50% of the 1,000 people that have requested homelessness services from CATCH in Ada County so far this year have been over the age of 50. And that was really reflected in the people that were there in Cooper Court. There was a lot of folks who were disabled. Some of them were missing. I saw a couple people with limbs missing. Many of them that had veterans hats on, they're people in wheelchairs. It's not uncommon to see folks with flies buzzing around them. And part of that comes from the difficulty that they have, caring for themselves in terms of showering by themselves, using the restroom by themselves, all of those things. Because really a lot of these folks that are ending up at Interfaith Sanctuary are people who really should be in assisted living at this point, but they can't find a place to stay because of how many places have closed that house those people.
And let's talk a little bit about the shelters. Places like Interfaith Sanctuary, they're set up to provide beds for the night. They do a lot of other stuff, but they really don't have the resources to take care of folks who can't take care of themselves, who have special medical needs. They just don't have the capacity.
That's right. If you go to a homeless shelter, it's a lot of it is sleeping in bunk beds, multiple bunk beds in a room. And sometimes if there's no bed available, you have to either sleep on the floor or go elsewhere. And that's fine for an ambulatory person or a younger person who can say, okay, fine, I'll just sleep on a floor mat or I'll climb up on that top bunk. But if you're someone that has Parkinson's and you're 65 and you're in a wheelchair, you're not getting up on that top bunk. You're not getting on that floor mat. And so that's just one of the many ways that these shelters are really not, they're not set up to be assisted living care. Whether that's for people with disabilities or elderly people or, you know, anyone else that might need assistance. So at Interfaith Sanctuary, they have hired some caregivers through another company to come in and provide some of this help with bathroom help, with showers, with other things like that for their clients, because it's such a high need. But at Boise Rescue Mission, you know, they don't have those resources. So if someone comes to them, they're allowed to stay for, you know, a day or two, as long as it takes to get them into another place. But in order to stay long-term at Boise Rescue Mission, you know, you have to be able to shower for yourself, get dressed yourself, use the restroom yourself. They have what's called a recovery lodge for people that are leaving the hospital or have otherwise medical needs. But even there, that's about the level of care you have in a hotel room. Like, it's a calm environment, it's a more private environment, but there's no one that's going to be caring for you there. So these shelters are basically built for people that are ambulatory and can take care of themselves, but that's not who's showing up at their doors.
Well, let's talk about why they're showing up there. You mentioned assisted living facilities. It sounded a little like a perfect storm almost. We've got a housing crisis. You've got older folks being priced out of low-income housing. They've got nowhere to go. And then you found out in your reporting that since July of 2020, roughly 25 small assisted living facilities statewide have closed. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's right. Since the pandemic has been really tough on these assisted living facilities of all kinds, but especially those that specifically serve low-income Idahoans. So if you're a low-income person, you often are on Medicaid. And so what that means is that Medicaid will reimburse a facility to take care of you every day that you're there and cover the costs. But Medicaid reimbursement rates are so low that oftentimes, like, it will hurt an assisted living facility financially to accept you. If they have all Medicaid patients, which a lot of these facilities that have closed did, they can barely break even, or maybe they're operating at a loss because the government is paying so little towards taking care of people that are on Medicaid. And that was has always been a problem. Over the last decades, the number of Medicaid beds has been shrinking around the country in favor of what we call private pay, which is basically you have enough money to show up and pay for your own care in cash. You don't need the government to help you. And which is highly expensive, by the way. And so what ends up happening is these facilities were already starting to close or shrink the number of Medicaid beds that they had. And then the pandemic hit. And what happened during the pandemic? We have a massive labor shortage. It's hard to find people, particularly to work for the low wages, which these care facilities pay low wages for very hard work. And then also there's just the fact that that inflation. And all of these costs, the costs to staff, the costs to provide food, provide medication, all of the things you have in one of those facilities has gone up. And so a lot of them closed their doors. A good example was the former Park Place facility on Curtis Road that used to serve, I believe, that used to be an assisted living facility, and it closed. And that facility has now been sold to the Boise Rescue Mission, and they're going to use it for transitional housing for their guests, but it will not be assisted living anymore. And that means that there are just so few beds for these folks. There's also complicated factors related to regulations and if these facilities can keep people. Oftentimes, some of the folks who are becoming homeless, they have dementia or they have other sort of memory issues. And sometimes those patients can be hard to care for at assisted living facilities because regulations say, if someone curses at another resident or maybe they try to physically attack a staff member or do something like that, then they can't stay there anymore because that facility will lose their license. Now, that's not to say that I think it's okay that folks who work in assisted living facilities should be attacked by their guests or people who live in these facilities should deal with verbal abuse. But what it does is it creates a system where people that have really difficult mental conditions and conditions of other types are sometimes they're just kicked out of the facility. Like, oh, we can't keep you here. And then where do they go? They go to the hospital, and then the emergency room is going, well, why are you here? We can't care for you. You don't need care. And so they end up just at Interfaith Sanctuary. And then that increases the problem in Cooper Court or in that area. Because then if someone is, having so many problems, it's hard to care for them at an assisted living. How can a homeless shelter do that? Or how can that person live on the street? And that's really what's happening right now.
It's shocking. We're speaking with Margaret Carmel, senior reporter with BoiseDev.com, about her reporting on how Boise's homeless shelters are struggling to care for our growing elderly homeless population. And you mentioned all of the assisted living facilities that have closed down, but the ones that are still open are having trouble finding staff and meeting those needs.
That's absolutely right. Something to keep in mind is with this labor shortage, there's a lot of people who, with COVID, they have sought higher paying jobs because they're looking for, because they're trying to make their rent, they're trying to pay their bills. And these assisted living facilities, they can't pay very high wages because once they do, it further cuts into their bottom line and means they can take fewer Medicaid patients. So it's something where the people who are doing this work are suffering as well because these places are paying too low wages to employ them, or the people that are still working there are caring for more patients than they can possibly safely take care of. Something that comes up in this debate is people will often say, oh, well, this problem is because people are no longer taking care of their family members at home. And I didn't get a chance to get into this in the story, but it's more complicated than oh, well, if everyone simply cared for their spouse at home or their family member at home, then we wouldn't have this problem. One quote from someone I interviewed, he said, there are not enough bodies in this country to care for our elderly as the boomer generation ages. I mean, there are not enough people to care for our elderly, especially at the wages that we're paying and how we do it in this country. And so, even if someone is taking care of someone with complex needs or memory care needs at home, something that's a frequent occurrence is that there'll be a healthy family member or spouse taking care of their spouse who has, dementia, Alzheimer's. And what will happen is the stress of that situation of someone yelling at them or attacking them or not remembering who their spouse is, all of the things that we think of when we come, we think of memory care issues, the stress of that situation will kill the healthy spouse first because of what they're going through. And then their significant other who has the memory care issues will then becomes homeless. They have nowhere to go. They can't stay at a facility. They end up in Cooper Court.
Wow. Reading your story, I did a lot of wow. One of the biggest, I think, for me was you had a quote from a fellow from Corpus Christi House who talked about there are just no good solutions, in fact, no solutions for a lot of what's going on. The quote, I'm going to paraphrase, he said, I wheel the folks out in front of Corpus at night. I give them a bag of goods, make sure there's a phone around so they can call 911. And then that's all that they can do. And basically he goes back in the morning to check and see if anyone has died. I was just floored by that quote.
Yeah, that's one that absolutely stopped me in my tracks when I heard it. And it really speaks to how difficult it is for day shelter managers right now because they're, providing a safe place during the day. But then ultimately, if there is no facility to call, there is no bed at Interfaith Sanctuary, and Boise Rescue Mission cannot care for that person long term, so they will likely end up on the streets again. Where do they go? And that's where you see the people in Cooper Court who are just sitting there, and they sort of move up and down the alley during the day and as the sun moves to try to stay in the shade. And it often there's a lot of discussion about people who choose to be homeless. They're dealing with addiction. They're living on the streets because of a variety of issues. But in this case, particularly with this elderly population, there are so many people there who really they are there because they have nowhere to go. And addiction does play into this because there are people in this age group who are dealing with addiction, and then they are more prone to crime, and they're more prone to potentially, dealing with violence because if you're in a wheelchair and maybe you're struggling, you have a disease like Parkinson's or MS or something like that that makes it difficult for you to move, like you could be robbed, you could be more easily robbed or attacked. So there are so many things that just go into how complicated the situation is, and frankly, how sad it is. And this is going to get even more dire as we get into the colder months. People who are living on the street overnight in freezing temperatures, they are prone to freezing to death. We've seen that in Boise, way in the past. They are prone to potentially losing fingers and toes from frostbite, all sorts of problems. And this is especially stressful given the fact that Interface Sanctuary potentially could have to close their shelter they're operating out of a downtown hotel with COVID money when that funding runs out in December. So all of those folks might not have anywhere to go come December in the middle of the winter. And everyone who's staying at that hotel is in that medically fragile elderly category, which then adds fuel to the fire of this situation.
It does. Wow. Okay. We've been speaking with Margaret Carmel, senior reporter with BoiseDev.com, about her reporting on how Boise's homeless shelters are struggling to care for a growing elderly homeless population. We're going to link back to her story on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Encourage everyone to read it. I don't know if in any way this could lead to some solutions, Margaret, but at least we're talking about it. Thank you for your reporting and for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. This is something that a lot of people don't realize is going on, and I think that the more people are aware of it, maybe we can see some solutions, because I don't think anyone wants to cover deaths of homeless people, particularly elderly homeless people freezing to death this winter. That doesn't sound like something anyone wants to see.
No, absolutely not. Again, thank you, Margaret. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.
Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.